Dairy farms and milk cooperatives have had to dump millions of pounds of milk in the past few weeks. It was supposed to go to restaurants, school cafeterias, and other business customers who no longer need the milk due to the state-ordered closures. Meanwhile, milk has been scarce in coolers at grocery stores, and some stores have had to limit milk purchases. And demand at food banks, due to one-third of New Yorkers losing their jobs, has increased by 200% in some regions and 40 to 60% statewide. David Fisher, the president of the New York Farm Bureau, owns a dairy farm in Madrid in northern New York along the St. Lawrence River. He's had to get rid of some of his milk because the buyers dried up.
It's very frustrating, the fact that, you know, we have excess milk, but we can't get it to people that are in need at this time.
Fisher, speaking via Skype, says he's tried to make the best use of the milk by feeding it back to the heifers and their calves. But he says it's not that easy to switch milk supply destined for wholesale to cartons that appear in the grocery store. It needs to be processed and packaged first.
And pasteurization is a key part of a lot of the parts of the supply chain of food, and dairy products being one of them. Without all the plant capacity and proper distribution, it just can't get to where it needs to get to.
Governor Cuomo says he's dismayed by the milk dumping, and he says the state will intervene to try to fix the problem.
This is just total waste to me. We have people downstate who need food. We have farmers upstate who can't sell their product. We have to put those two things together. It's just common sense.
Cuomo says the state will connect the farms with industries who can buy the excess milk and process it into other dairy products. It would then be donated to food banks.
We're going to work with industries in our state who can use the milk and get it to people who need it. So I want to thank these companies who will be working with us to buy the excess milk, yogurt, cheese, sour cream cheese, and then we'll give it to the food banks that are downstate.
The effort will be led by Kelly Cummings, Director of State Operations, and State Agricultural Commissioner Richard Ball, among others. Companies participating include Chobani Yogurt, Cabot, and Upstate Niagara Cooperative, as well as the Dairy Farmers of America. Fisher calls the proposal some much-needed good news.
With all these disruptions, I think it will very potentially benefit farmers in New York State if the governor was willing to do that. And that was a bold step, and we really appreciate that.
Fisher says there is enough food for everyone, and there are no shortages. But he says distribution challenges remain. He says rationing of egg purchases in grocery stores is largely due to the temporary shortage of the cartons needed to sell them at retail outlets. And he says the closure of meat processing plants in the western U.S. due to outbreaks of COVID-19 in the plants will mean for now there will be less pork and beef on the shelves. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.